Now your DOD report, the White House budget request for fiscal 2016 is out. You can find a breakdown of all the agency's specifics on our homepage at federalnewsradio.com. The Obama administration's hoping for a future without sequestration, and the Department of Defense is defending that concept today. Federal News Radio's Sean McCauley is here to break down the numbers behind the defense spending plan. What are some of the top line numbers that we are looking at as we break this down today, Sean?
So the base budget line is $534 billion, and that's $38 billion over the sequestration caps that would have been in place in fiscal 2016, and that's assuming that this budget does get passed.
Yes. So
that's combined with a $51 billion fund for overseas contingency operations. So the grand total would be $585 billion. And if you take a line, if you can imagine a line graph of where sequestration would take the Defense Department's budget by 2023, and you take this other concept of let's live life without sequestration and map that out to 2023, this would take the Defense Department at $150 billion over that end goal, that end top line. There's a couple other things in there that would make some people, well, I guess a sizable chunk of our audience happy. They want to increase the cybersecurity funding up to $5.5 billion. And the financial logic behind the request, it's not only trying to take the budget back to normal levels. Deputy Secretary of Defense Bob Work has said, The Defense Department has been surviving, not thriving, over the past 3 years under sequestration. So part of it is to take us back to life without sequestration, but also erase a lot of that damage that has been in place since sequestration started. He says there's a lot of modernization efforts that they haven't been able to do, a lot of infrastructure changes that they were hoping to do and cut costs that way that they haven't been able to. So overall, I mean, we'll have to see if this actually goes through Congress and what the chances of that are. We'll have to talk to some experts about that. But in the meantime, the Defense Department, the White House in general are hopeful that we can restore the federal government, the Defense Department in particular, back to a state of normalcy.
The most important number that I think you laid out there, and it's the number that a lot of the folks we've talked to today have discussed, same thing with Tom on the Federal Drive this morning, is that $38 billion number, which is the amount that the baseline defense budget in this request is over the Budget Control Act numbers. To get down to 498, either Congress can decide to appropriate 498. They can change the sequester law, as they did with the bipartisan budget agreement of a couple of years ago. Or they can do nothing and allow the Budget Control Act sequester process to take hold. And those scenarios all have supporters and detractors on the Hill. You can read more about the people supporting and detracting at federalnewsradio.com. We also are reporting on federalnewsradio.com that the president's asking for a 1.3% pay increase for federal employees and service members in this. And our Nicola Grisco reported today that that's the first time that the president's asked for, that's the biggest increase that he's asked for since the first year he was in office, when he asked for a 2% increase. Are there more provisions included in this for pay and benefits for federal employees, or is that really the only major thing that impacts them from a wallet perspective?
That's definitely the biggest thing in terms of a positive development from the budget request. There's a lot of changes in there that I think a lot of people in the military community would not like. Mm-hmm. And this comes from the benefits angle. They're asking to have new annual fees for TRICARE for life coverage for retirees that are 65 or older. They also want to try to consolidate some TRICARE options and calculate some new deductibles and copay procedures. And they're also hoping to save some money on pharmacy expenses. They want to try to encourage TRICARE members to rely more on mail order and generic drugs. And then housing allowances would also shrink under the plan. DOD wants to increase the out-of-pocket expenses for employees to 4%. Congress last year approved a 1% out-of-pocket expense for that. So, and then also increase commissary costs. So they're trying to reduce the pay and benefits as much as possible, because according to the Pentagon, that's half of their budget.
Well, we've talked on this program pretty extensively about BRAC and the implications of that. What does this budget request say about where the administration stands on BRAC today?
Well, they're still all for it. They would love to see BRAC and see something start happening in 2017. And Undersecretary of Defense Comptroller Mike McCord, he says the option is still on the table. There's been a lot of, in recent years, Congress has not been warm to the idea at all of BRAC, but he says the conversation is still going. He points to his experience on Capitol Hill and working with Senator McCain and says that anything like this doesn't happen overnight. And he said specifically with this, it hasn't happened overnight. If anything, it's gone very, very slow. But he says he still sees some progress, or at least a light at the end of the tunnel, a door open for future BRAC plans. So the only problem, I think, with that plan is that he doesn't have any specific estimates on cost savings for that plan. Mm-hmm. That might be something that they would really want to try to nail down in order to get it passed through Congress. But I guess the main point is, you know, you have... He says he's working with numbers that are a couple years old already. So, mm-hmm. you know, with this budget request out, you know, they want to try to reset the table, say, here's what we've got now. Here's what we would like to do now. The experience has changed. The plans, the priorities have changed. So here's what we could try to do going forward from this point.
We have more budget analysis, of course, on our homepage at federalnewsradio.com. Thanks very much.